we do have him, the golden boy himself, Oscar De La Hoya. And it's great to have him back. It's been about 15 years since we've had him on the show, but we have him back, and he's here to talk about El Rey Rebel Fast Channel partnering with Golden Boy to have some classic fights on Friday night, Friday night fights. And last Friday they had the fight between Oscar and Yuri Boy. Oscar, welcome back to the show. Tell us a little bit more about this new partnership.
What's up, brother? Was it 15 years ago before or after I got my ass kicked from Manny Pacquiao?
Man, I just remember asking you about Ike Corti, the bazooka. So it was long time ago.
Oh, yeah. No, but thank you. Thank you for having me. It's we're excited. We're excited to partner up with El Rey and Robert Rodriguez, who's a big-time director and producer. And so... it's about introducing boxing to the young audience, to the younger generation, with our extensive library, it's kind of like a little history lesson to all these younger demographic who is interested in boxing, who loves boxing because of Ryan Garcia, because of Canelo, because of Jake Paul. So all these classic fights are gonna be pretty fun to watch.
I wanted to ask you about Ryan Garcia because yesterday, through a isotope ratio mass spectrometer, we found out that he did not test positive for the metabolite. We're still waiting on the B sample for the osterine. But I mean, in a way, I admire him. You know, he's like, I'll do whatever I want. I'll be overweight and I'll drink, and you can't F with me. Normally, I wouldn't be on a guy's side like that, but I kind of admire that attitude.
Well, look, I mean, I think Ryan Garcia, we have to obviously wait for the sample B, and then we can make our own conclusions whether he's guilty or not. If sample B comes out positive, then obviously he's guilty. If it doesn't, then I think Ryan's going to have a heyday getting back at all those people that didn't believe in him. But I strongly feel, look, Ryan, he's a master entertainer. He knows how to sell. He knows, he knows exactly what people want to watch and how to create a buzz and he knows how to sell a fight. So, Ryan's a good fighter and he just beat a great fighter. So I just feel, Ryan is going through a tough situation right now, but he is going to stand his ground and say he's innocent, and I have to stay with him as his promoter and support him. But on the 22nd of this month, we will know from the New York State Athletic Commission.
What was up with Conor McGregor chiming in about how he was going to elbow him, and he said, "Get it together or kill yourself." I mean, what's that all about?
I actually have no idea what Conor McGregor was saying. He was already making his own assumptions that he is guilty and this and that. I mean, look, you can't believe everything you read on social media. We live in a country where, we should stand by, the rules of what makes this country so strong. And, and one of them is innocence until proven guilty. And so I think Ryan Garcia on the 22nd, he will definitely speak his voice, and depending on what the outcome is, he's going to speak his voice and obviously talk about this whole situation.
Talk about speaking your voice. Your documentary on HBO Max couple months ago is one of the best I have ever seen, and you let it all hang out. You let it all hang out.
Yeah.
And so, in a way, was it cathartic, and were you cleansed, or were you, like, wounded for a while? What was that like?
Thank you very much for that. And I don't think there's ever been an athlete like this that has literally, had the cojones to speak out like this openly, and I was very proud of it. But it was scary. While I was filming the documentary, I was petrified, But I kept reminding myself that, you know, in order to free yourself, you have to speak the truth. And that's exactly what this documentary did for me. As I was recording this documentary, it was like a big old therapy for me, a therapy session. And I felt so relieved after watching it because I know I spoke the truth. I let it all out there. And now I'm free from everything. I feel great. I feel as if I can tackle the world and not feel guilty anymore and all that shame from the past. You know, it's a beautiful thing to just speak the truth.
No doubt about it. And I know you got to run. So once again, I want to remind everybody, El Rey Rebel Fast Channel, partnering with Golden Boy Promotions, a series of classic Friday night fights. And they've got some really good ones coming up. Pacquiao versus Hatton, Alvarez versus Lopez, Money Mayweather versus Ricky Hatton as well, Barrera versus Pacquiao. It's all there. Hey, Oscar, I'd love to have you on again when we got more time, man. Really appreciate it.
I would love that, brother. Thank you.